Seeking to create a vibrant and inclusive downtown Carrboro, the Downtown Area Plan focuses on providing mixed-use sites, infrastructure for multimodal travel, and public green spaces. The project is part of the Carrboro Connects Comprehensive Plan, a strategy for outlining the town's goals through 2042. Public engagement efforts for the project began last year, and according to a release, people reported wanting more spaces for outdoor gathering and for affordable housing and business throughout downtown. The town council hosted a work session to review the draft in May, but in an interview with 97.9 The Hill, Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi explained what needs to happen before a final version goes to the council for adoption.
We did get that draft presented to the town council in the spring of this year by our consultant. But what was also realized was that we need more community outreach. You know, we want to hear more from the public.
The upcoming public engagement opportunities are set to take place on August 9th, 15th, and 24th. Fushi said people will be able to look through the draft plan, talk with the project team, and provide feedback on both what they want and don't want to see for downtown Carrboro.
So many opportunities to hear about the very important action-oriented document that it is, a downtown area plan, as well as to engage with town staff and members of the project team. And it's an opportunity to have your voice heard. We do a lot of that here in Carrboro. We want to make sure we reach deep into the community and hear from everyone. This is a very, very important plan.
The plan focuses on the town's commercial section, surrounding neighborhoods, and major transit corridors. It provides examples for how to improve the pedestrian experience, expand the existing character of downtown, and transition to the neighboring areas. According to the draft, new developments downtown should be a mix of multi-story affordable housing and commercial spaces. And where there is currently a mix of developed and undeveloped homes and businesses, the future vision for the Jones Ferry Road corridor includes a mixed-use design with commercial, residential, and recreation. Adjacent neighborhoods would feature green spaces and pedestrian paths, and new residential development should complement the size and scale of existing homes. The plan's future vision for the Lloyd Broad neighborhood includes supporting affordable housing opportunities and protecting the historically Black neighborhood's longtime residents, considering how future growth near downtown will affect the area's affordability and quality of life. Fushi said the spring meeting specifically revealed council and public concerns about whether the draft's renderings preserve Carrboro's downtown character, but she stressed how there is still work to be done before a final document is approved, with the community engagement process being a large part of that.
I think some of the concern is that our downtown would change to the point that it's not recognizable, you know, with a lot of taller buildings and things of that nature. But I did just want to impress upon folks that these are renderings. It does not mean that that is what our downtown will look like in the end. And so this is why it's so important to weigh in. We need your input so we can have some guidance as we move forward with this important process.
To learn more about the Downtown Area Plan's public engagement opportunities, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.